Janet Atkinson here with you and happy to introduce you to a couple former FFA members. We are joined by Amanda and Michael Berez. They were both members of the Woodbury FFA chapter and now own and operate their business, The Farm, in Woodbury, Connecticut. It includes a greenhouse, field crops, forage crops, CSA, and more. We appreciate you guys joining us. How are you doing today?
We're doing great.
Well, tell us a bit about where you're from and how you became involved in FFA.
Amanda and I actually went to the same high school and we were in the same FFA chapter in Woodbury here. I graduated in 1995 and I was one of those reluctant FFAers. I had signed up, like everyone pretty much did, freshman year of high school, not knowing what to expect. I did have a little background. My father was also an FFA member back in the day. And I went from there. I became more active sophomore, junior year, most likely it was. I was on the landscape contest out in Kansas City, and it kind of opened my eyes to a lot of different aspects that the FFA offered. And until this day, we still use some of those same things that we've learned in FFA in high school and agri-science to apply it to our own company, our own business here.
I originally came from Watertown, which is one of our neighboring towns here, and I came to the ag program that actually wanted to be a veterinarian. And by my freshman year, I quickly learned that it wasn't for me, so I was able to try a great variety of different options, and this is where I really started to get into the floriculture and the greenhouse aspect of the agriculture industry. Being in the FFA early on, our advisor, Bill Davenport, who's now on the national board, really encouraged me to do public speaking contests. We started that with the Creed contest. Went to do some more prepared public speaking contests as well. Also did the floriculture contest on the state level and the national level. Also achieved my national FFA degree as well. And like Mike had mentioned, we still go back to the high school just about every year, talk about why the FFA is so important to us, what it's done for us in our business, and how it can really change the lives of all the incoming freshmen that go into the program.
You mentioned you go back and talk to these high schoolers occasionally and, of course, pass along some advice. What kind of advice do you share with them to get the most out of their FFA experience?
Be open-minded. Go in there not knowing what to expect, like Mike said, but have fun with it. That's the best thing. I would definitely say when I went in there, I was very shy. And just becoming more involved, meeting people, doing these contests, whether it's public speaking, any of the career development events, really has broadened my outlook. Even now in my day-to-day operations, been out of high school for about 15 years now, and I still revert to the FFA and all the tools that it's taught me, from public speaking to just being a successful person overall. And I really think that people just need to go and have that outlook of just try whatever you can. And you may think that it's not something that you're into, but it may open up all these possibilities down the road.
So for either of you, is there a moment that really stands out from your time in FFA that's stuck with you over the years?
Well, I have to say, I do have three younger brothers, and they were all involved in the FFA as well. Now we're all a little bit older. I'm 36, and my youngest brother is 23, so he's been out of it a while. But my brother down from me, Benjamin, I remember going to Louisville, Kentucky for the national week there, and he was up on the national stage. He won the Agribusiness, or he was a finalist for the Agribusiness Award. And he was against three very interesting, diverse people as well. And it was I'll remember seeing him on the stage and going through and watching, the introduction to what Ben had done and the others there as well. It was kind of interesting to see that. And there's so many memorable moments. It's tough to pick just one. We had a landscape exhibit up at the Eastern States Exposition, the Biggie, and our chapter had done a landscape exhibit there and won first place, not only once, but we entered it twice and won both times. So that was an exciting time. We actually hire FFA students for their SAE, and a few of them, they're freshmen, sophomores, and they ask, well, Mr. Davenport wants, he's kind of encouraging me to do this, or he wants me to try that. And I said, you know what? That's what Mr. Davenport had done for me as well. And just go with it. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to have a good time. At the very beginning, you might be, like Amanda said, a little shy or intimidated by, what does this all mean? Oh, it's just farmers, da, 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 da. And, it's really not. It's much more involved and life-changing than it might first appear to be.
Well, let's talk a bit now about the farm and also your website, thefarmwoodbury.com. It boasts that it's been a family-owned and operated business since 1986. You guys took it over, of course, when you got married. Amanda, you took over the Woodbury Floral Designs, one of your many offshoots, at the age of 21. Was that the beginning of your adventure into agriculture, or did you have more of a background?
I was actually 19 when I first was able to purchase Woodbury Floral Designs. It was actually my FAE working here, my junior year. I was working at the store, and I continued doing so, and I loved it so much that just a few short years later, I was able to purchase it. Mike and I have been married now for 4 years, and it's a great marriage, not only between the two of us, but between two companies as well. The farm, the Woodbury Floral Designs provides a great outlet for all the farm products. Right now we have a great little farm section in here. We currently sell fresh produce that we grow on the farm, and we have started a CSA as well, Community Supported Agriculture, and this is our second year doing so, and our members come every week for 18 weeks, and they pick up a box of fresh vegetables that they've generously purchased to share from us during the farm from the winter, and during the growing season, they can pick up their vegetables down here at my store for the entire summer, so it's a great partnership, I believe, for the two businesses and the two families as well.
Now, I've heard you guys have something called the Sugar Shed, and you produce honeys and syrups. Tell us a little bit about that.
Woodbury Sugar Shed was started in the backyard probably when I was like 3 years old. My father had a, in quotes, a normal job and came home as a hobby and started making maple syrup. My mother's side of the family is originally from Vermont, and of course, syrup was the thing. So he dabbled in syrup for many years, and the business grew from there. A partner had come in and had done honey, so we do have some local honey as well. We use our hives to pollinate some of the crops in the fields, and we do forage crops like clover and timothy and things like that, so we have a nice wildflower honey as well. The maple syrup, we do about 800 gallons of maple syrup a year. It is a very regional thing in the U.S., of course, mostly New England and some out in the upper Midwest. We make, like I said, about 800 gallons a year, and it takes 40 gallons of this clear sap out of the tree to produce 1 gallon of maple syrup. So it's very labor-intensive. My brothers, Ben and Steven, are also more into that than I am. But we all kind of take our roles on and help with the diversification process because, like I say, the farm is very diverse. We do meats now, vegetables. The CSA is a big part. We also have greenhouses, and we do forage crops and hay and all sorts of different field crops like pumpkins and things for the fall. So we're all over the map. It's definitely a niche market.
And speaking of the diversity on the farm, are there plans for expansion in the future?
Of course. Of course. There's always room for more. right now we have a couple, deals in the works. We do have a few other items on our plate that we are very interested in, very excited about. Amanda and I are the proud parents of a 10-month-old baby girl, Madeline. And now with the future looking brighter, especially for local agriculture and people standing behind our products and understanding where their food comes from, who's the grower, and trust us and at a local level to support the local farmers instead of just going to a national supermarket and picking up products there. We're looking to expand in many different avenues, but why not? We're going to just keep going and make it better.
So are your products available anywhere online to purchase?
Yes, our maple syrup and honey, some of our apparel, like T-shirts and sweatshirts and things, and also our heirloom tomato sauce are all available on our website. It's woodburysugarshed.com or thefarmwoodbury.com. Also, my wife's floral page is woodburyfloraldesigns.net. And on those websites, there's a lot of information about us. The farm page, specifically in the upper right-hand corner of all our web pages on the website, there's social media links. And that is really the best way to contact or stay in contact to find out what we're up to next. The Facebook page for the farm has almost 4,000 likes, and we're still working on going up from there. We love the feedback that people supply us. We share recipes and take pictures of the farm. Of course, we're on Instagram because, you know, those sunsets or the grassy fields are always a nice picture for especially people that don't live in the country to be able to look and say, wow, that is pretty cool. You know, some people don't see that every day, and we just take it for granted.
Amanda, I understand that you're also hosting a web series called In the Farmer's Kitchen.
This must be series that we started last year, and it came about with the start of our CSA program. A lot of our customers have wanted to know how to cook some of these things, so we started providing them with print recipes, and then we said, well, wouldn't this be fun if we started doing some videos and doing some recipes this way? So we started the In a Farmer's Kitchen with Amanda. We try to do some pretty simple recipes that anyone can do in their own kitchen at home. I am by no means any great chef, but I do like to have fun, especially with the great produce that we grow over at the farm. So we try to keep the videos pretty quick, you know, 5-10 minute videos on how to either cook certain items or just as simple as how to prepare something to be cooked in different ways. So we've been having a lot of fun with that, and we actually have a few new ones that we're working on this week. So you can always watch our YouTube channel, The Farm Woodbury CT, and see what's new in the farmer's kitchen.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
Well, again, we've been talking with former FFA members Amanda and Michael Perez, both members of the Woodbury FFA chapter in Woodbury, Connecticut. We appreciate them taking the time to join us.